It's Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. But first, I have another favor to ask of you. It's actually the same favor I had last week. If you're a regular listener and you find value in this podcast, I hope that you'll go to iTunes. Go to iTunes and look for the Art Marketing Action Podcast and give this podcast a review, especially if you like the podcast. But seriously, we need some more reviews up there because I know you're listening. I know people out there, and I want others to know what you think of the podcast so that it can help them make informed decisions. I really appreciate your help with this. Now, today we're going to talk about postcards. Yes, postcards. Most artists have postcards printed from time to time, but very few consider a postcard strategy. And that's kind of what I want you to do today. Think about where postcards fit in your marketing plan. And think about adding postcards to your regular self-promotion efforts. You know, we've come to rely on email so much, and email is great. Email, Facebook, Twitter, but you should mix things up a little bit. Get offline from time to time and interact in the real world, especially when it comes to your marketing. Send postcards to your mailing list 3 to 4 times a year. Postcards are relatively inexpensive to print and mail. Sure, postcard mailing still costs money, but they're cheaper and more personal than buying an ad. Postcards are real mail, sent to real people who know you and like you and who want to see what you're up to. Postcards have an image of your art on the front, hopefully with your name there too, and they're likely to stick around longer than email in an inbox. And you might say, well, what if I don't have anything to say on a postcard? Ha! That's a cop-out. There are endless reasons to send postcards, as if staying in touch isn't reason enough. Here are some ideas to get you started. Send postcards for events. This is easy. You send postcards as invitations for exhibit openings and closings, sales, arts festivals you're participating in, open studios, tours you're leading, and workshops and classes you're teaching. Of course you do, right? But you also can send postcards as announcements. Mail postcards trumpeting awards you've received, a recent acquisition by a corporation, which you might want to get permission for. Completion of a public art piece, new gallery representation, new studio, new address, new baby, new book, new pet, or new you. All kinds of announcements can go out. And you can send postcards for holidays. It's easy to send postcards for the usual holidays, but you're more creative than that. You're an artist. Don't forget to send postcards for your favorite artist's birthday, your birthday, a holiday related to your niche. And, of course, Happy July 23rd. I'll bet nobody else gets Happy July 23rd greetings unless it's their birthday. Final word. Add postcards to your self-promotion strategy 3 or 4 times a year. Get out the calendar and see what makes sense. Stay in touch with your fans by alternating postcards with email. If you need to get straight with your plan, take a look at the Blastoff class. Grab the lessons at your convenience beginning on May 19th. Everything is online. Just go to artbizcoach.com/blastoff.html. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and if you think you might enjoy reading this as much as listening to it, go on over to artbizcoach.com to subscribe to the Art Marketing Action newsletter, which is an email version of this podcast.